God's reminder to me and you that now we still have it to remind us of something. Ecclesiastes chapter number 10, verse number 18. By much slothfulness, the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands, the house droppeth through. Sounds like that if you don't take care of the house and don't keep the hands moving, the building decayeth, the house droppeth through. Amen. Let's go to the turnover to the book of Acts. Now, I know this is nothing new to you, but you know that the book of Acts written by Luke, telling us a little bit about the beginning of the church after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And in Acts chapter number 1, we find that those disciples, there's only 11 of them now, they gather together and they have to take care of business. I have had the pleasure that the Lord has blessed me to pastor 2 churches in my ministry. I'm so glad that I'm not right now. We brought Sister Trista, one of the girls I used to pastor, and I'll tell you what, I love those people so much. I got to pastor some of the world's absolute greatest people, but I'm so glad I'm not their pastor no more. And one of the reasons why is I hate taking care of business. But you know what? In the church, in your life, business has to be taken care of. Amen. It has to be taken care of. And now we're evangelizing. I've still got business, just another kind of business. Now I've got this truck and trailer, and you know they expect me to make payments every month. Some months I'm busy, Brother Jeff. I ain't got time to send them that thing. But they expect it every month. You've got to take care of business. Amen. And in Acts chapter number 2, we find that there the Lord gives them a great Holy Ghost revival. And the Holy Ghost is poured out as a sound of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting. And cloven tongues appeared. Oh, I'm telling you what, friend. The Lord moved in a mighty way. But now I'm remembering a song that I used to hear growing up. I don't know. It's probably been years since I've heard it. But I just thought of it a while ago. An old song that says, I'm a-working on a building. I'm a-working on a building. I'm a-working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. You know what? Our temple, the Holy Ghost's temple, I should say, our body, it is like, it is an analogy in the Bible to a building that has got to be taken care of in the spiritual sense. Amen? Amen? Now, you know, physically, some of you are already wondering how good that food's fixing to be here. Because we understand if we don't eat, we ain't going to last. We've got to take care of the body physically. But, oh, let me tell you, Brother Marshall, what about spiritually? Amen? Let's take care of the temple spiritually. And so, with taking care of it spiritually, there is sometimes business that has to be taken care of. In Acts chapter number 1, business had to be taken care of for that temple, for that building to get built right and to go on. It had to be taken care of. In Acts chapter number 2, the Lord began a little bit of an expansion, a little bit of an improvement to the building, and poured out the Holy Ghost on them. I'll tell you what, if you want this building to be as good and beautiful as it could be, Sister Mary, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? And so, but in, let's keep going now in Acts chapter number 3. 2 of those men that walked with Jesus, that was there in the business meeting, that was there in the upper room when the Holy Ghost was poured out, Peter and John, they are now in trouble. They preached. One writer said they turned the world upside down. Woo! I like that. But preaching about Jesus got them in trouble. I'm going to tell you something about the house you live in. There comes times you have got to do routine maintenance. Amen? If you don't mow your grass, your place is going to look terrible. I'm telling you, Pastor Nichols, I do not like to mow grass. When the grass needs to get mowed, now all I've got to do is take my truck up to it and go to the next church. I'm telling you, I don't like to mow my yard. But you know what? At your house, you better mow your grass. Amen? And I'm telling you, let me get rid of that. Here you go, Pastor. Thank you. If you don't take care of your place with routine maintenance, you know something that absolutely has to be done every few years is before you even get a hole in the roof, every few years, you've got to put new shingles on.
Come on now.
Y'all ever had to do that? Either put them on top or take off the old ones and put on new ones. You've got to take care of routine maintenance for your building. Amen?
Right.
Now Peter and John that I was telling you about, they are now out preaching the gospel and they have ran into trouble. Put in the prison. How many of you ever feel like you've been in the prison before? Amen? And put into a prison now, and now here they are in trouble and they are being told and threatened. You better not preach about Jesus no more. Now, their building obviously needs some maintenance. But you know what? I understand this morning, church. Just help me here for a moment now. I understand this morning that me and you are not in Jerusalem in a jailhouse somewhere. But I still do believe that there are good folks right here that you sometimes reach a point of trouble in your life, what you're doing for the Lord. You sometimes reach a place that the devil is trying to stop you, amen? Making the threats and the daring you, pointing his finger at you spiritually, and daring you to keep going on. Daring you to sing. Daring you to testify. Daring you to witness. Daring you to take time to pray. Daring you to take a day to fast. He is daring you to go on for the Lord. Amen? And so, we're in the same place that Peter and John was, a lot of us in this way. We've had business we've had to take care of in our spiritual life. Amen? Thank God we took care of business. Well, some of us, most of us, and I know some of us are still seeking and still trying to get baptized in the Holy Ghost. But most of us have already had that wonderful day that the Holy Ghost came down and baptized us. I love that word baptism. You know that word baptism, what it means is fully submersed. Ah. Fully submersed in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I mean taken all the way under. How many of you ever been there? You've been baptized, fully submersed in the Holy Ghost? Those of you that didn't get and raise your hands, hold on, keep praying, and your day will come. Amen. Well, and so we have a lot in common with Peter and John. Now filled with the Holy Ghost, but the devil is on the attack.
Yeah.
Roaring, seeking, wandering around like that lion, seeking out whom he may devour, trying to stop you from doing what you want to do for the Lord. Amen?
Right.
But now, I would like to make the analogy of their building. Understand, they took care of business there in Acts chapter number 1. Understand, in Acts chapter number 2, they got in a good revival and improved their building.
Right.
But now in Acts chapter number 3, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
And now they are turning them loose, daring them to go preach again. And they're feeling so sad, so worried. The word the Bible used was grieved. Oh, friend, I'm telling you, they're feeling down.
Yes, yes.
You know what they need? They need some routine
maintenance. That sister testified about all them cups, you know, underneath all the places, you know, that leaked. Well, you know what? You can wait until you got to put the cups there, or on a good hot day that you got a million other things you'd rather do, you can get out the old ladder and a few shingles and climb up there and re-shingle that roof. Amen? All the routine maintenance is not always something that we want to do, but it's something that always needs done. Amen? Let me tell you, there's sometimes, boys, that I can't wait to get into a church. I tell you, one of my favorite things about having a trailer and parking at churches is that I get to go in there all by myself and pray. Some of my best spiritual times was when none of you all wasn't there. Man, get in here by myself. Man, I love it. And you know what? There's other days I'm looking at my pocket watch. Yeah, I better go ahead and get that done. I know I got to spend some time in prayer. I just tell you the truth. I really ain't wanting to. Now, don't get mad at me, but I just ain't got time. I just, you know, I got 10 million other things to do. I got to do this, this, and that, and I'm wore out and tired, and of course, I better get in there and spend some time in prayer. And so, you know what? I got to get that routine maintenance done. You better pray when you don't feel like praying. Amen? I like what Brother Ela used to say. There's only two times to pray, when you feel like it and when you don't. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Pray anyway! Yeah. There is routine maintenance that is to do, and the main number one routine maintenance that needs to do is to find yourself a place to pray. Amen? But now let's talk about this maintenance that these fellows need to do. They were obviously, I mean, things wasn't looking so good all of a sudden. They're in trouble. And now Peter and John is being let go. And the Bible said, now here they are being let go. Now you know what the problem is right here at this point. They're leaving prison. They're down. They're discouraged. And here's the problem. What some people do right here is they just get in there and preach anyway, bless God. That's not what needs to be done. You've got some maintenance to take care of here, Peter and John. Amen. You know what I have seen happen? And so, careful, man. Watch it. So me and him, you know, we had some little words. Well, the more I think about it, I realize he ain't that bad of a guy. Oh, come up and sing. Okay, glory. Well, yeah. Well, me and him, yeah, but I forgave him. I forgave him. He bothered me, but I forgave him, and I'm sure he forgives me. Well, anyway, let's all go down to the river. I'm singing anyway. No. I got something I need to take care of.
Come on.
Amen. We've got some routine maintenance that needs to be done. We don't need to sing over it, testify over it, or preach over it. We need to go back and say, hey man, I'm sorry for smarting off to you. I forgive you. Let's me and you be friends. Let's pray for each other and go to heaven together. Amen. There's some routine maintenance. There are some things, folks, that just isn't fun to do. I'll tell you what, a while back, a few years ago, when I was in better health, able to climb the ladders, I went over to see my good dad and mom. And you know, Brother Nichols, it's always a pleasure to go see your mom and dad, isn't it? And sure it is, yeah. Because, you know, I get to go in and lay down on the couch, you know, and just relax. Well, got there and dad said, son, got a problem. All of our downspouts have stopped up, and I need you to climb up on the roof there and clean out my gutters. I love you, Dad! But you know what? I did not want to do that.
Right.
But there are some things of maintenance that has to be done, or there's going to be trouble. Amen? There is 99.9% of the trouble that hits the church, and probably 100% of the trouble that hits the church, could have been solved and missed if the maintenance would have been done. Amen? There is maintenance that needs to be done. And so these fellas left there. They wasn't ready to just go back and start a revival and preach and sing a while. They knew they had been in trouble. They needed some time with the Lord. And you know what the Bible said they did? I like this. It says that they went back to their own company.
You know what that sounds to me like, Brother Smith? They went to church. Amen. Amen, Brother Kazee. They went to church. You know what? There are some times that I'll just tell you the truth about it. I know Brother Nichols would agree with me, and I know these other pastors would too. There are sometimes you really have got a legitimate reason why you are so tired, and you just don't feel like coming to church.
Come on.
Amen? There are sometimes you got so many things. Now, I understand. I'm not talking about being in the hospital. I'm talking about, but there are sometimes, you know, that, you know, the old arthritis and the headache and the, you know, just take a nap and you'd feel better. But you know what? There are sometimes you need to go to church whether you feel like it or not. Come on now.
Come on.
You need to go to church when you're tired and when you're not. Amen. I'm telling you, folks, there are sometimes you need to get with your own company. And so they went back and got with their own company. I guess that means they went on back to where all the saints was. And when they got there, they got to praying. Ah, friends, that is maintenance. There are sometimes the best thing you can do is come to church, get in the altar, and get a hold of God.
Right.
Amen? Routine maintenance. Sometimes there's things that needs to be taken care of. Amen? And so Peter and John came up to church, and there they got in the altar, and they started praying and weeping with the saints. And, listen, folks, I like the way the Bible says. Let me find it here. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. Man, I'll tell you what. The place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, wait a minute. What about that all part? Didn't I just tell you that in Acts chapter number 2, Peter and John had already got the Holy Ghost? Remember that? So, is this a misprint here? Does yours say that all, shouldn't it say except for Peter and John? No. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. You know what, friend? Remember that I spoke of being baptized in the Holy Ghost, being totally submersed and taken under. Ah, the Lord lets your vessel fill up and just run over. Man, that's a wonderful experience. But let me tell you something. If we use that word full, then it must be, if something can be full, that it can also be not so full. Empty. Half full. Quarter full. Come on now. We wouldn't use the word full if there wasn't no such thing as empty. Amen. And so there is Peter and John. Man, they are there in that business meeting. Yeah, we've got to get a 12th disciple. Let's put Matthias, all right. And now here they are there in the upper room for 10 days praying and singing, testifying and preaching, getting in. And I'll tell you what, when the Holy Ghost was poured out, a sound of a rushing mighty wind came. They were right there, baptized, fully submersed in the Holy Ghost. But then there are times in our Christian walk, there's just things to take care of. And now they were discouraged. You know what? I'm not telling you if you get discouraged, you've got to quit singing, quit preaching, quit testifying. I'm telling you, you need to pray first. Why, if me and that fella had them words, I'm not saying I should never sing again when Brother Nichols asked me. I'm telling me that I should first go and ask him to forgive me.
Yes, yes.
Amen? Take care of things! So Peter and John, here they are. Man, they had been there in the upper room, but they're feeling sad now. They're feeling discouraged. Am I the only one that has ever felt discouraged? Anybody else here ever been discouraged? Raise your hand if you've ever been discouraged. I'll tell you what, folks. I've been more than discouraged. I have been depressed. Come on now. I didn't sin to get depressed. The devil knew if he could work on my mind, get me so low. One of the temptations that I have faced, and I'd say that a lot more of you have faced, is just the temptation of quitting. Just being so discouraged and stopping. Amen? Ah, friend, I've got good news for you. There'll be not no more put on you than you can bear. And every temptation, He'll make a way for your escape. Amen? And so Peter and John is feeling so discouraged. And I'd say the devil is right there talking to them. Yeah, boys. Yeah, you really thought you was doing good. Yeah, that big upper room experience. Ha! Some good it did. Look at you now. If I was you, I'd just quit and get me a real job and not have to worry about all this foolishness. Hey, Peter, let's go fishing. But you know what Peter and John did right here? They said, hey, let's go to church. Woo! I like that!
Come on!
When your feelings are down, well, you say we go to church. Isn't it amazing that the first thing that we don't do when we're busy, when we're tired, when we're discouraged, when we're upset, when we got all these other things going on, is the first thing that we do is we miss church? Why is that the first thing we take out? Peter and John, man, what are you going to do? Look for a job? I don't know. What are you going to do? I think I'll go to church. Let's go. Hey, you know what? I say that the Lord knows exactly where you're at. And it's no coincidence and no accident that this church is starting revival today. And you know what you need for your trouble? You need to go to church. Let's go to church. And so there they are praying, and I'm telling you, that high-octane Holy Ghost that was running over, that they got fully submersed in there a couple chapters earlier. Now when they get in there with all of them, I guarantee you, Peter and John wasn't leading that prayer meeting. Let's pray, saints. I can imagine Peter and John. Well, we need to pray. I've been there before. You don't really feel like it. You ain't really wanting to, but you know you need to. So they got down, they started praying. And it was there. The place was shaken. And they were all, including Peter and John, filled with the Holy Ghost. Woo! I'm here to tell you what this revival ought to be is a maintenance period for this church.
Come on.
Amen? You know, Pastor Nichols, in my pickup truck, you know, I got to get the oil changed. Man, you know how many quarts that a diesel uses? Yeah, that's later. Let me tell you. And so, but what they do is they put on my windshield this little sticker that tells me when the next oil change is due. If they didn't do that, I don't know when I might get it changed because I got other things to do.
Right.
But every time I get in there, I see that sticker. I know I've got some maintenance to take care of. I'll tell you what I feel like the Holy Ghost is telling every one of you that's right here right now. I feel like the Holy Ghost is saying, I've got a sticker in your window, and I'm telling you, it's time for maintenance. It's time for maintenance. You mean if I don't get my oil changed, that I might break down on the next trip? No. If I don't get my oil changed when it's due, I ain't going to break down. Just keep going. But down the road, somewhere it may not be tomorrow, it may be months, but one of these days that old truck's going to quit. You better get the maintenance when the maintenance man is ready. And Jesus has spoke to my heart today that He is ready to do some maintenance for you that are here today. Amen. And so, we're getting ready to go back there and eat. And you know what I think would be so great whenever we get back there and eat? Man, I tell you what. Not looking to see, well, who cooked this? Well, who cooked that? Well, that right there, I don't much like that. Man, give me a double helping of that. But you know what would be good for me and you to do? Walk over. Hey, listen, brother. I just want to take a moment to tell you. Got a little smart with you a while ago. I'm sorry. Huh? How about this? Sometimes you didn't get smart with nobody, but you didn't forgive them either.
Come on, brother.
How about, hey, brother, I just had a feeling I needed to tell you, man, I love you. I love you. Come on now. Sometimes there's some maintenance that needs to be done. Amen? how about the next few nights we're going to be here in meeting? And you know what I absolutely loved so much about this church when I was here the last time with you? I loved coming in here and hearing folks praying before church. Man, I love that. You know what? You know how I judge how good a church is? Man, you got pretty lights, but that don't make you a good church. Amen? I'm telling you what, buddy. I'll tell you what. Now, Mike Nichols is a preacher. Now, that man can preach. Can he preach or what? But that don't make you a great church. But man, when I come and I find everybody praying, that makes you a great church. Come on now! We got some maintenance we need to do this week. We got some oil that we need to change. Some spark plugs we need to take care of. We got a few shingles needs to be put up. A few pipes that need to be wrapped. Let's take care of things, folks. Let's do the maintenance this week and do it right. Let's have revival. What do you say? Amen. And so the Bible teaches us in the book of Ecclesiastes. Did you hear what I read to you here? Let me see. I still got that marked. Ecclesiastes 10 and 18. By much slothfulness, the building decayeth. Well, you know, I got my Bible dictionary out there in the trailer. I haven't looked up that word slothfulness. So I'm not telling you this is what the dictionary says. I'm telling you this is what Brother Doug says. Slothfulness. Laziness. Doing nothing. Come on now. By much slothfulness, the building decayeth. And through idleness of the hands, the house droppeth through. I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. Saints, let's take care of the temple. Amen. Let's take care of our building. Pastor Nichols, thank you all so much for giving me the chance to be here. Let me say before the pastor comes up, I want to thank you for obeying the Lord today, getting in and getting what you needed and praying this morning. I appreciate that. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Let's have revival this week. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go.